I feel like I always start this segment off the same way, but either I'm in trouble or we're all about to get a lot of information that we need in a quick amount of time. I've got two chiefs in studio with us from the great city of Bridgeport. We've got Chief Roderick Porter here from Bridgeport Police, Chief Lance Edwards here, Bridgeport Fire. Gentlemen, welcome. So glad you're here. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Melissa?
I can't complain.
Good morning, good. Melissa. Always
yes.
a pleasure.
I'm glad
same
to
here.
Have you guys here. Yeah.
Love
I mean,
coming.
It's well, good. I'm glad. I was very excited to see you both in the lobby. But of course, whoever let you guys in was like, hey, I don't
something's
know if you know.
On.
And I'm like, no, I know. I booked them. It's all good. We've got a big holiday, obviously, coming up. Today is the start of a very busy travel time. So we're definitely going to talk about the safety on the roads and everything like that. But let's talk about the big shebang, Turkey Day. I know you are itching to talk about the deep fryers.
I am.
You and are. You're ready.
As I mentioned before, the fire department has started actually broadcasting a episode probably every other week. It's called Firehouse Fridays.
Oh, awesome.
And what we try to do is focus on some of the services the men and women of the Bridgeport Fire Department do and provide to the residents,
cool.
as well as safety tips.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So last week we harped on deep fryers because I think Thanksgiving is 2 days away. Deep fries are becoming more and more popular. I love a deep fried turkey. It's very moist.
I still haven't tried one.
Oh, you have to.
I know.
You have to. It's really moist,
it.
But there's some dangers.
Sure.
And some safety measures that I want to just cover.
Yeah.
I think most people remember last year, there was a mansion that burnt down in Weston. And
but was that because of a deep fryer situation?
It was a deep fryer that was utilized in a garage.
Oh, that's like your number one no-no. That and the grills on the back porch in the summertime right next to the house. I feel like if you want to drive Chief Edwards nuts, you do any of those things.
Yeah, and you know what drives me nuts, again, is people don't follow the manufacturer's instructions.
You sound like such a nerd when you say that, but you're right. You're correct. You're right. Like, read the directions. You're right.
All the safety information is there. They provide it, but we want to make sure if you're going to deep fry a turkey, you want to make sure, A, not inside the home, not inside a garage. You want to make sure it's at least 10 feet away. And for God's sakes, make sure that the turkey is thawed out. You're actually dunking the turkey into a pot of oil that's about 350 degrees.
Right.
So it has to be properly thawed out. If it isn't, you are going to have a violent reaction. Basically, what you're doing is putting water into a hot vat of oil. So that's why it's important to have it at least 10 feet away from the house, or at least not inside your garage.
The other thing I learned actually from one of our chef friends, I was thinking of you actually, Chief, I got to be honest. Well, I think about you guys all the time, obviously, but I was thinking about you because we have a chef that has a show on WACC on the weekends. And he was saying one of the other things that people will do wrong is the amount of oil that they put in there. And he gave like a little, you know, tidbit. If you put the turkey in and you mark like the levels of where it lands, that's actually how much oil you should put in there. Right. Some people over oil,
yes.
apparently.
And you know why they over oil? Again, they're not following the manufacturer's instructions. All of the information is provided. All you have to do is read the instructions. And those instructions are there to keep everyone safe. We want all of our friends and family to enjoy Thanksgiving. It's probably my number one holiday, more so than Christmas, because I love to eat.
I'm with you.
But we want to make sure that everyone is kept safe. In order to do that, you really need to follow the manufacturer's instructions, as well as having working smoke detectors in the home. That's most important as well.
I also think, you know, when we talk about there are too many cooks in the kitchen, for some reason, it doesn't matter if you have the biggest house on the block, everyone flocks to the kitchen, and that's where they want to have their conversations about everything. Please don't do that. It drives me crazy.
That's the meeting room. I mean, most people are comfortable.
I avoid it like the
plague. Especially on Thanksgiving.
I know.
There's hors d'oeuvres out and appetizers out.
I just overheat, so I don't go to the kitchen. I overheat. I'm like getting hot just thinking about it. I don't know why, though, but everybody's in there.
So having more people in the kitchen is better than having less, because now you have more people that are paying attention to pots on the stove, because we live very busy lives.
True.
We're all distracted. And
more cooks in the kitchen?
I hate to tell you, because you're better off having more people because you have more people that have eyes on the pots on the stove.
Fine.
Opposed to no one having eyes on the stove
just
and we're all in the den. Or
just
the
when I thought I didn't
room,
have to work at
more
all.
Eyes.
This
watching
one wants
football.
Me in there.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
eyes.
You want me to work. Okay.
I do. I want everybody to work. The more eyes, the safer everyone's going to be.
No, it makes sense. This is why you're the chief. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it. We've got Chief Lance Edwards here, Bridgeport Fire. And we also have Chief Roderick Porter here from Bridgeport Police. I mean, we obviously have to talk about the shopping end of things, Black Friday coming mm-hmm. up, Cyber Monday, all the things. I mean, I think they're already, the deals start now in like August. I don't
exactly.
know if you've noticed that,
yes.
but I've already seen this. I'm so glad you're talking about this, Chief Porter. I literally drove through a neighborhood near mine and I saw somebody, I don't know for sure, but I saw someone tailing the delivery driver.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them about two houses back. And of course I'm just as sketchy. Like somebody probably thought I was the one doing it, but I see this. And I'm like, this guy's weird. He's like letting me pull around him, which I thought was kind of odd in a neighborhood. But then I pull ahead and I pull into some person's random driveway, whoever you were. Thank you for letting me like, you know, sneak. But I'm watching and this guy is following the delivery driver, the Amazon truck or whatever. And I thought, that's got to be a porch pirate.
Got to
be a porch pirate.
Possibly,
tis the
possibly.
Season. I'm just saying. I mean, why else would you be trailing a delivery truck?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. You gave out a good tip. If someone's following a delivery driver, that might be a porch pirate. So mm-hmm. you need to call police.
Well, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, that's some good advice you just gave.
Well, here I am.
Some good advice. Yeah,
man.
No, I appreciate
You're
that.
You're like, here's the thing. Call 911.
Yeah.
I didn't know, though. I never saw the person get out of the car.
Uh-huh. But
I didn't want to be. Okay.
If it's suspicious behavior, you should call the police.
I love when I get corrected on my own show. It's like, hey, so you almost did it. You almost did the right
thing.
Yeah, but
you
it's
were
true.
Close. Yeah.
Yeah, you were close.
You're close.
You're so nice about it. You were close. Just no cigar.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, certainly keep an eye out for that. But as far as your own home,
uh-huh.
people are going to have, I'm sure, more and more packages showing up. What are some things that you recommend people to do to
exactly.
avoid this?
You know, so make arrangements, right, with the delivery company if you know something's coming, or with your neighbors, or try to be there. Have someone there when you know the packages are going to be delivered. You can have packages delivered around the back. But it's really important to just make arrangements, have a plan with your neighbors, either have someone home, because we know no one goes to the store as much as we used to. Everything is delivered. So we just need to have a plan so we don't be the victims of porch pirates. You know, the majority of us are having packages delivered on a regular basis. I see delivery trucks in my neighborhood multiple times each day. So just have a plan. Have a plan.
I also I probably drive my company nuts, but I have stuff sent here.
Uh-huh.
If I'm worried
that's
about
smart.
It, you know, if it's like a shirt for $15, whatever, I'll send it to the house and I'll count my blessings. But if it's something legitimate, I'll either ship it to like mm-hmm. the store or something, or I'll have it shipped here because I know there's somebody in security that is literally packed, like grabbing our packages and putting them into our secure offices.
Yeah, those are great ideas as well. It's just to create a plan, either have it shipped to the stores so you can go pick it up. Or have someone home during the time that you know they're going to be delivered. Make arrangements with your neighbors. And also, you know, have your camera systems up so we can, you know, get recordings of anybody who may come to your porches and steal packages. Really important. With Black Friday coming, we know there's going to be a lot of deliveries, a lot of people out shopping. So just have a plan. Be prepared.
Yeah. And I love what you said, which is if you do record something to give it to police.
Yeah, call police. If you
see
suspicious behavior in your neighborhoods, someone trailing like you witnessed a delivery driver, call police, even if it's, you know.
Maybe
you know,
it was nothing.
Yeah, maybe it's nothing, but at least we can come and dispel that it was nothing.
True. Yeah, good point. Ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday and, of course, the days following, we've got Chief Roderick Porter, Chief Lance Edwards, both here from Bridgeport, Fairfield, or I should say Fairfield Fire and Police, I should say. We were just talking about Fairfield, though, because we were discussing the conversation I had with Jim Perez on the show earlier this week about people spiking the waters in you know, rideshare cars, which I thought was kind of crazy. But let's also talk about drinking and driving. Obviously, mm-hmm. this time of year, you're going to see an uptick of celebrations, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose to drive your own car, making plans, as we talk about, obviously, you want to be safe with rideshare. But mm-hmm. if you are at all thinking about drinking, just having that plan, I got to imagine has to be top of your list.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to go out and enjoy yourselves, you're going to go to parties and celebrate and drink, have a designated driver. Or have a plan, have a ride share, have someone pick you up. Don't drink and drive. Even if you think you've only had a couple, it can impair you. So make arrangements. Don't drink and drive. We're going to be out this holiday season with DUI enforcement, seatbelt enforcement, distracted driver enforcement. So you don't want to get yourself caught up, and you don't want to have an accident and hurt yourself or someone else. So please don't drink and drive.
Mm.
I know we take that to heart, as well as the fire department, because they respond. And I'm sure Chief Edwards can talk about how they have to respond to these. But don't drink and drive. We want everyone to enjoy themselves, but do it responsibly.
Mm. I was going to say, I don't know if people realize that fire has to get involved with that.
No, I don't think people understand like how intertwined PD and the fire department are when it comes to motor vehicle accidents. Especially this time of the year, because many adults like to enjoy their favorite beverage. We understand that, but doing it responsibly, utilizing a designated driver or Uber would eliminate the chance of us coming out responding, unfortunately, cutting someone out of a car.
Mm.
We respond to many extrications in the city of Bridgeport, and many of them could be averted by just utilizing a designated driver or calling an Uber.
Wow.
So people just think about the enforcement side when it comes to drinking and driving, but the end result is getting into a motor vehicle accident, and unfortunately some of them are severe enough where we actually have to cut someone out of a vehicle and they're transported to the hospital with multiple injuries. So we are definitely intertwined when it comes to drinking and driving. We want everyone to be as safe as possible.
Exactly, yeah. For sure. And this time of year, we always see an uptick in accidents, and as Chief Edwards mentioned, some of these are very serious accidents where they're rollovers or you have to be extricated. So please be responsible.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the other part of that, too, that I think we're starting to get better about highlighting this, but the importance of having, I would think, Narcan in your home. You know, I was reading something that the overdoses, not overdose deaths per se, but overdoses go up a lot this time of year during the holidays. And it could be for sadness, or it could be just that you're experimenting, you're partying, whatever it may be. But that overdoses are more common this time of year, and the importance of having, I would think, Narcan, whether it's in your car, in your home, because you just never know.
Yeah, I would agree. Obviously, this time of season brings about sometimes sadness and different types of emotions. So if there's anyone out there who are, if you're experiencing any type of emotions, you please seek help. But as it relates to Narcan, yeah, I mean, we carry it, and I can't tell you how many times the officers have to bring people back by using Narcan. So, yeah, that is an issue that we have to deal with in this day and age, unfortunately.
And I was going to say, and same here, unfortunately, that's one of the things that I'm not proud about the Bridgeport Fire Department. We've actually gotten very good at administering Narcan. There's certain things that you don't want to be good at, and that's one of those things, because we respond to so many overdoses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have as well. And then our officers at times are exposed to, you know, fentanyl.
Right, which is also insanely dangerous.
Yeah, we just had an officer yesterday exposed.
Really?
Yeah, he's okay. But
oh,
yeah.
Thank God. Yeah. Oh, it's so scary. I think it's, and it's so readily available now, which is, to me, I just think it's a good investment. I think it is, especially because you just never know.
And
you
many of our social services partners will give you Narcan for free.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Yeah. Love that. One more thing I want to touch on, because we are also getting into just the colder season. And by the way, guys, we're going to have both Chiefs back in studio in December, because there's a lot of, I'd say, Christmas tree lighting, all those kinds of things we need to get into. But people are going to start lighting the fires indoors. Any quick things you want to let people know about? Because it's already cold out.
Yes.
I mean, you guys were just outside.
Absolutely. So it's not just lighting fires. It's as well as your home heating appliances.
Yes.
So you have your fireplaces. You want to make sure that they're cleaned by a professional, not just a ham and egger going up and with a toothbrush.
Are you talking about Bert from Mary Poppins? Is that what you're referring to?
But you want to make sure it's operating properly.
Yeah.
And second, you want to make sure that you have working smoke detectors.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there is an issue in that fireplace, you want to make sure it's detected as soon as possible.
Yeah. And have a fire plan, for the love of God.
Exactly.
Today, if you don't have a good topic around the Thanksgiving table, make it, what is your fire escape plan? I'm just saying. There's not a lot that people are going to agree upon when you're sitting around the table, but we can all agree that you got to get out of your house safely.
I agree.
Yeah, because usually when it happens, it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning. It's not when everyone is up, alert. And
even when they are, though, Chief, people panic and they just don't know what to do. They really don't.
Agreed. And just going back to the home heating appliances, you want to make sure those are serviced once a year as well. And you want to make sure you have at least a carbon monoxide detector. Most of those appliances are in the basement.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you have some type of detection device in the basement as well.
Okay. And read the manual.
Yeah, most important.
Really good information.
Most important.
Just read the manual. That's the number one thing to do. Read the manual, which honestly goes with anything. You know, you get into a car, read the manual. Don't drink and drive. Just saying. Yeah. Read the manual. It'll tell you everything you need to know. Guys, thank you so much. I hope you have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Melissa.
Likewise, Melissa.
I'll see you in December.
Absolutely.
Okay,
all right.
Great.
Everyone stay safe out there.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate what
Not
you do.
Problem.
And
Love
for
coming.
Giving us the time. Of course.